Hey, Matt.
Hey, I was trying to click over, and you had hung up right when I clicked over. how you doing?
How you doing?
You get home?
Yeah, I made it home.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, it's a 45-minute drive every day, huh? There and back to work?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can see why you want to grow. I can see why you want to get things going on your own business, because, man, that's a drive, you know?
Yeah.
That's definitely a drive. Okay. So we're going to go – we're going to – your business is under Ian's Landscaping. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to leave it at that. Your address to your LLC is 6134 Clay Street, Madison, Ohio, 44057.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And then you want your leads and everything routed over to this phone number. Is that correct?
Yes, you were talking about possibly you could, you could use two different apps.
So what I'm going to do, yeah, so
on
what
two different phones.
Yeah, I'm going to, great question. So what we're doing is we're going to be purchasing what they call a call tracking phone number, Ian. And what that number is going to, it's going to show a, like a 440 area code phone number. But so the person is going to first call that number and then that call will be routed to your phone. So your 440 number, right? It'll be routed to that number that you have now. And the reasoning for the call tracking number, and I explained that to your dad as well, is so that we can tell where the lead's coming from. Was it Facebook? Was it, you know, Google? Was it your paper lead? Like, where did it, the lead come from? And that's why.
Now, when they call me, when they call, they're going to call me directly.
Mm-hmm.
Will their number be a 440 show up on my phone? Or?
Well, I mean, whatever their cell phone number is, yeah, you're going to be able to see, you know, what their number is, of course.
Or it's a 216 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever their phone number is, you'll be able to see what that looks like. So, yeah, great question, by the way. It's going to be whatever their phone number is. But what I'm saying is the number that's going to show all over online and Facebook and all that, mm-hmm, is going to be a 440 number that we purchase for your business, right, so that we can get analytics on where the leads are coming from so we're not marketing you blind. Right? Because we won't know, like, if somebody calls you, right, on your personal cell phone, I don't know where that lead came from. Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from, you know, Google? Like, and so this is the reason why we have this call tracking phone number. It's to stay organized and let us all know, like, you know, where, you know, each lead is coming from and where, you know, each area is doing well or not doing well.
Now, let me say this. I don't want to, when this week first get going on this, I don't want to take too much work on and I can't handle it.
Yeah, and this is where I talked to your dad and your
team. And this, that's why I was kind of, I keep going back and forth. I'm worried about that. You know, I don't want to pick on.
No, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. It's not going to be where, like, the first couple weeks anyways, as I explained to you, we got to create your website. We got to create your ads. We got to create everything. So it's not like it's just going to all of a sudden, you're just going to get all this work hitting you all left and right, right? It's not going to be like that. It slowly builds steam. You're going to get results. It's going to get something where it pays for itself. But the paper leads, that's where that's going to be able to allow you to scale the business to whatever, like when you can take calls, right? You can turn your paper leads on, right? And then when you can't, obviously you keep it off, right? So it's not going to be where you're going to be missing calls all the time. Or,
that's why I was kind of, that's why, like, oh, I took too much work on it. How can I handle all this work? I want
to. Yeah. And if it gets to that point, you know, talk to us. Like, you know, let's communicate, you know, through the process. You know, we obviously don't want to overwhelm you, but we want to be able to give you a tool now that you can finally grow your business. And that's what this is going to do.
I want to take it slow.
Yeah.
And, I'm looking for – right now my dad helps. Right now my dad helps me when he can and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hire somebody, but also at the same time – you got to have the work there to do it, to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So it does start off slow, and
everybody says, oh, you should go find somebody first, then grow your business.
No, you always do it the way you're doing it. It's a side hustle right now until it becomes the main thing, right? And, you know, a lot of my guys are doing it exactly the way you're doing it, where they're in, you know, working a day job, and then they're trying to grow. I have a gutter guy right now. He has three jobs. He's a football coach, right? He's also a teacher, and he is running a gutter company, and he's trying to grow his gutter business, right? So the main thing is between you and your dad, you guys just need to stay on top of the leads. It's not going to be a ton of leads every single day, and you guys are just like on nonstop, like having to answer your phones all day every day. It's not.
Yeah, like Andrew leads, they just send you 25 right at once.
Yeah, no, you're not going to ever have that problem. You won't ever have that problem. But you're going to maybe a call. You'll probably get a call a day kind of thing once it starts ramping up, which is not too crazy, right?
Yeah, I like to have one or two calls a day. I think
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I don't want to have another.
You don't want too little business, and that's exactly what this is going to do for you. I mean, you're paying $299 basically on your basic package, you know, and then once your pay per leads come in, then you could start utilizing those, right, to help you, you know, with even more business when you do need it, okay? Because your season, this is why we're doing it now, is your season is about to come up, right?
Yeah,
so we're going to be able to get you some, so we're going to be able to get you some traction, right? And so you're going to be able to take advantage all the way up in the summertime, September, right? And then probably October, you might want to consider pausing it, you know, so because it's going to slow
down.
Yeah,
I would say about end of October, I would definitely,
And then over time, what you can do is you can, start figuring out how to do things, you know, during the wintertime. Like some of my guys do Christmas lights and snow plowing and, you know.
I'm thinking about buying a snow plow for the 2026 to 2027. That's a homeowner game.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's good. It's good money, you know, and you can definitely subsidize, you know, so where you can eventually focus on your business full time and not have to work for somebody. I mean, obviously, that's what you're working towards, you know, by having your own business, right? Is having that luxury of being able to eventually.
So I cut, you know, like we were talking about, you know, what services I can do. I don't want somebody to call me just for a $60 yard. I really want to focus on more landscaping projects. You know, what kind of traction should you get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, you're going to get a mixture of everything. Nobody can tell you what the size, but especially on those paper leads, though, like the cool thing is on those paper leads, you're only paying for the leads you want. So once we get that set up for you, Ian, you're going to be able to, only pay for the actual leads that make the most sense, right? So, you know, when those calls start coming in down the road, because you'll know when they come in, you know, you obviously have to think in the back of your mind, well, okay, this call, if I want it, I'm going to pay $24. So I'm going to ask them a bunch of questions. I'm going to talk to this person. I'm going to find out, is this person worth me spending $24 to get their business? If so, then yeah, you go for it. If not, you just say, hey, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, I can't help you right now.
And another thing is, Angie leads, I got lots of fake leads.
You don't get fake leads on this. These are people that are seeing you on Google, right? They're typing in the keyword, or they see you on Facebook because they typed in this keyword and they saw our ad. So you're not getting fake leads. Now, you will get people trying to call you up and say, hey, I'm from XYZ marketing company. My clients get called up all the time from people that try to sell them leads and this and that, you know, because they see them on Google and they're trying to steal you away from me, right? So you're going to get like those type of phone calls. Like, I can't stop people from marketing you, right? Because you probably get them already to begin with. But my point is, the good news though, Ian, is these aren't going to be fake leads. Like, if somebody genuinely is calling you, they're going to be within your service area and they're going to be actively looking for a landscaper. Okay. A guy that can do landscaping, a guy that can do grass cutting, like those services. Cause we're going to sit down with you and we're going to go over all the keywords that we're going to be targeting so that we make sure, you know, you get, you know, the right type of clients that you're looking for.
I mean, and let me tell you this also, people who probably rent houses, they probably won't be calling.
No, only homeowners. Like, why would a renter want, they're not Googling that on Google, right? So they're definitely not going to be calling you because there's people, look, when we target the right keywords, it's going to get the right people calling you. And that's how it works, right? So anybody
like,
has grass cutting, lawn maintenance.
Like, let me ask you this question. Another thing is, like, are these people, a lot of these people, are they serious? Are they, you know, are they actually, are just calling around getting bids, or are they actually really serious about a job?
No, they're definitely serious. I have some guys that spend $30,000 a month on their paper leads even. And then they got my basic package. Yeah. So no, absolutely. I mean, I have some big boy company. I sent you a video. I don't know if you ever looked at that Stingray Electric video, but like my guy Stingray, he spent some good money. And then you saw that Lewis Pest one, right?
I did.
Yeah, those guys are spending money, right? Look, let me take a look. Let me see if Lewis Pest right now is running their paper leads. I did see, like, earlier this week they were.
And I believe so, you. If I talk to you this many times before I'm even actually doing it, I believe you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see so you can kind of see, though. Like, I got plenty of guys spending money right now. No, they have it off, but it was running the other day. I saw it. I was like, oh, okay, so... Yeah, they turn them on and off sometimes, you know. that's the great news about the paper leads, is when you need those leads, you had it on. When you don't need it, you keep it off, right? Look, you get to talk to them, and you're going to be able to tell if these people are genuinely interested or not, right? You've done this business long enough. You've tried the bad side of the Angie side of leads. Now you're going to be able to taste what it's really like to get great leads, right? And that's by being on Google. So
yeah,
you're going the right direction with your business because everybody uses Google, and that's the first place, Ian.
I wish I would have talked to you a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Everybody tells me that, by the way. Like, if I had a dollar that, you know, for every time somebody said that to me, Ian, I'd be super, super wealthy because look, it happens all the time. You guys try Angie's, you try Yelp, you try Thumbtack, I had somebody spending so much money on their Facebook advertising, and I was like, that's crazy, you know?
I should be able to make more than enough to recover all this.
Of course, or you wouldn't stay with me, right?
Yeah.
So there's two things that I need you to do, okay? And it's very important, okay? Number one, you need to get us the stuff that we're going to need from you, okay? Your business license. I mean, your proof of your LLC, excuse me, your proof of your liability insurance, right? That's one thing. A photo of you and your dad, like the Lewis Pest. Remember, I talked to you guys heavily about that. I want that from you guys, okay? And then, secondly, you know, we really need you to obviously answer your phone and make the appointments with us, but most important, OK, Okay, this is probably one of the most important things I'm about to say that I've ever said to you. You have to get those 5-star reviews using our tool. Okay? It's so important you get those 5-star reviews. It helps us.
How many people you need to, how many people you need to, like.
I mean, eventually you want to get to 25. That's the goal. But you can't go too crazy with it. Okay? So pay attention to this part. Okay? Look, I have a roofer right now. And she went really aggressive with using our tool. And Google flagged it, right? She got 5 people to give her 5-star reviews in one day, right? And Google's like, no. You're going too aggressive on it. And so Google locked her account down. And I told her this, but, you know, she got a little aggressive, okay? So what I'm saying is when you do the 5-star reviews, you send out 2 requests, like every other day or every other day, like maybe once or twice or 3 times a week tops. You're sending out just a couple requests to your past clients so you can get those little dribbles of 5-star reviews, but you're not doing it too aggressively where you get too many, because then Google is not going to like that. Okay. They think you're getting fake reviews and stuff like that. Okay. So the whole goal is to get yourself to 25 5-star reviews eventually, because that's where you're going to look very credible when you're there. Okay. Obviously, yeah. I have clients that are over 100. I have one client that's over 1,000 5-star reviews, right?
So it's just taking me a while to get to 25.
Absolutely not. Actually, you could be able to get there in about a month and a half if you follow my strategy. If you just get a couple if you get 3 to 4 5-star reviews a week, you're going to get there in a month and a half. That's all I'm talking about. And you can easily do that by going to all your past clients and then have some of your friends and family members. Heck, I'll even give you a 5-star review, right?
Yeah.
You know? So my point I'm making is, you know, it just don't go too crazy with it. Just make sure you don't get a bunch of 5-star reviews in a day. That's all I'm saying. You can get one every other day kind of thing. You can get a few a week. But just don't go too crazy, too fast with it, because I've had some clients, like I said, like my roofer, that she got like 5 in one day, and they like flagged her account because they were like, no. You
maybe know? maybe do like 5 a week, like you said.
5 a week, exactly. Not 5 in a day, exactly. Yeah, even 5 in a week is a little aggressive too, because normally businesses like that just started off aren't getting that many 5-star reviews. It's possible, but like I don't know, just Google is like really, really monitoring this stuff right now. Like they don't want you to be, you know, they don't want you getting too many 5-star reviews in one week. So just get like 3 to 4. Stay under the radar kind of thing is all I'm telling my clients right now. You just don't want to get flagged. Right, by Google. The only way you get flagged is you get too many 5-star reviews too fast. Okay? So as long as you space it out, you're good. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay? Just get enough every week so you get to your goal of 25 is all you need to do. So maybe one week you get a few, and then maybe let it rest for like a week, and then you go back at it another week. You know what I mean? Like you
or
don't need to
let it sit there for like. Or let it sit there for 2 weeks and then go back.
Exactly. And then you let it sit there for 3 more. Yeah, because you don't need to get it all in 1 week or all in 2 weeks, you know? You just want to keep getting them as you go. I mean, just to point it out, Lewis has been with me for 10 months, okay? He's had over 101 5-star reviews. That guy started with 1 5-star review. He's gotten 100 in the last 10 months. So it's very possible and very doable to get a lot of 5-star reviews.
And you own this company, right? I forget if you told me or not.
What, Local Splash?
No, you, yes.
No, I do not own this company. We're a $3 billion company. I wish I owned this company. No. My owner owns the building, though, and he's doing very well. But no, I do not own this company. No. We started 21 years ago. I've been with the company for many, many years now. Jeez, it's been so many years now. I've been here. Like, I lost count. So,
How exactly did you find me again?
So what happened was we were contacting landscapers in the Madison area, and my colleague, remember my colleague called you up? Let's see, who was it? I'm trying to see here. Because I have people, what they do is they set up appointments with you and me, right? And so so Joseph, remember Joseph? Yeah, probably he called you. He called you, and then he started talking to you, and he basically introduced you and me, because we're trying to get a landscaper in the Madison, Ohio area, right? We're filling that front page placement on it. And so you and I have been talking for a couple of weeks now. Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a month almost.
Not quite, but yeah. So we started talking on the 24th of October. So yeah, almost a month. Jeez, time flies. But yeah, almost a month.
January?
Yep, oh, January. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost been a month.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Off and on.
Yeah. But the cool thing is you get me, and I'm going to sign account manager, okay? So most of the communication will be done once you get to know your account manager on my team with you and the account manager, okay? Their job is to make sure that you're getting all your stuff to us, and then our people in the back end are doing what they're doing on the programming to get you results, okay? I will be touching base with you throughout. You know, I'm very easy to get a hold of. You can always text me. You can always email me. I'm not going anywhere. But I do have over 1,000 clients, Ian, right? So, obviously, you know, my job is to, you know, bring on the new business and make sure that, you know, my team is keeping you guys, right, and that you guys are getting the results. So,
so like, even this account manager, will she call me at all, or will he
or she?
Oh,
yeah, you're going to have a monthly meeting with your account manager, actually, and they're going to go over all the leads with you. You're going to be looking at how many leads you got that month. You guys are going to be talking about things. You're going to be saying, hey, will you make this tweak, make that tweak? Hey, you know what? I like this on my website. I don't like
this
on my website.
It's not up. It's not up.
Before and after photos, right?
It's not an Andrew's leak where they just disappear and you can never get
the
whole thing.
No, you're going to have the same one. Our account managers have been with us for a long time. So, yeah.
So, it's not like they're throw me under the bus like they would. And
definitely not. I have 22 account managers, by the way, on our team. So, yes, your account manager, their role is to communicate and make sure that everything is being handled. They're the facilitator. Their job is to make sure, because it used to be me that just serviced all of my clients, and it got to be too much. And about a year and a half ago, my company decided, you know what, we're going to start this, like, account management team, right, to take care of the clients, because it was so stressful on me, Ian, having to like handle new clients and handle my existing clients, and I couldn't focus on bringing on new clients, right? And it got to me to the point where I was so stressed out, and I literally told my manager, I'm like, look, you got to do something about this. I can't handle all my, because I have over 1,000 clients, Ian, straight up. Right. And they're staying with me too. My retention is 96%. So 96% of people stay with me on a month-to-month basis. That's really, really good. Right. And it's because, as you can see, I'm very communicative and I hold everybody's hand and I really care about people's businesses. And that's why I love what I do. So, but the account management side of things, and when we brought these account managers on over the last, like, few years now, like more and more and more, right? Because we've always had account managers, but it was like very light. Like we only had like five or six, right? And now we have like 22 of them, right? And so all of
That's
my
a lot.
Accounts, yeah, exactly. All of my accounts now are being serviced by an account manager, so nothing falls through the cracks, and like it's like it alleviates pressure and stress on me.
Well, I was about to say the lady from Andrews, I think she was rude.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah. honestly,
it's not your fault.
I don't like Angies. I don't like them at all.
Neither.
I think they're the devil. I think they don't care about people. They lock people in year contracts. And just like I told you about my roofing company. I mean, I had a roofing company that was spending $2,500 a month with Angies and literally just throwing their money away to Angies. And thankfully, I got in there and helped
them
get out of their contract.
They said they'll send a bill to collections and all this and all that.
And yeah, you just ignore them and then they go away. Yeah.
Yeah, they finally did.
Yeah. Yeah. Angies got slapped by the government. Like if you type in Angies FTC, 3 years ago, Angies had to pay out $7 million to businesses because of their practices. So they just ride that name. Everybody thinks Angies is this great company and they ride that name so heavily. But what sucks about Angies is, like you said, they don't give you an exclusive lead. Their customer service is bad, right? And
they'll send it to 20 different people. They'll send this lead to 20 different contractors.
Yeah.
Now you won't do that to me.
This is all exposure driven. So when somebody types in a keyword in the Madison, let's say somebody types in Graph Company, you're going to show up, right? Right. You're going to show up and they're going to call you straight from Google. So, I mean, can't get better than that, right?
Now, when the paper leads come in, I really want to really focus on what kind of more the lawn maintenance, but more the landscaping side of doing,
sure,
flower beds and all that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to take it kind of serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what you can do is you can work out between you and your dad taking those calls. So when you're at work, maybe your dad can take, or you can turn it on. And then when you're at lunch, you can turn it on, right? But then obviously during the times when you guys can't take calls, obviously you'll have it off. That's all controlled through our app, and we're going to teach you, Ian, how to do that through the app.
That'd be great. So then my dad could turn it off, and I can turn it back on.
Exactly. And that's where your account manager is going to be your resource too, to like handle like day-to-day questions, to handle like when you need somebody right away. Because, the one thing about it is, like I said, we want to make sure you stay with us, you're getting results, and ultimately you know what you're doing with everything. So we're not just going to throw you in that deep end and say good luck to you. We're going to really hold your hand. You're going to have all the resources, Ian, so that you are successful, and we go at this kind of bit by bit, okay? So back to what I was saying, the first few weeks, we got to create your website, we got to create all the programming, all your Facebook ads and all that. Then stuff starts to build a little traction. You're going to get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two where you do see a noticeable night and day differences in the phone calls, right? And like in the lead traffic. It's still not going to be crazy, right? But it's still going to be more activity, and you're going to get a little bit more phone calls your month two. And then obviously month three, it takes off from there, right? So it does have a little progressionary like time frame in a sense where it kind of builds steam on itself. Right. But the nice thing is this is going to be a tool to now make you money where it does pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we did talk about the call tracking phone number. So you understand that. We do use this thing called max lead bidding. Okay. So let me explain what that is. So in the future, when you start getting those paper leads, okay, because obviously, remember we talked about, we have to do a background check for you, and you will eventually get an email. And again, your account manager is going to go over it with you more, but you will get an email from either one of these two companies. It's called Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies. We got to do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. Okay. But once we get that background check completed, right, then, we're going to basically be able to sit down with you and, discuss, hey, look, it's now time to take your paper leaves. You're approved. Again, it's probably going to be end of April, probably beginning May. Remember, you have to prepay for 13 leaves up front. Remember
right.
all this?
This?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So then you start drawing from those prepaid leads, right? However aggressively you want to do. And they're 20.
The April, you said, roughly.
Probably the end of April is when you'll get approved for it. Okay? Does that make sense?
And then that's when I can, after I use all them leads up, then it just starts over.
Yes. So you prepay for 13 and then you draw from it, okay? And then after you
draw
13, it auto reloads. Okay? So if it takes you a month and a half, it takes you a month and a half. Okay?
Alright, so it's a little bit of expense up front, but then it's actually get cheaper as it goes.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like you said, yeah, like, we're here to hold your hand, and, like, again, this stuff's going to pay for itself, right? You're going to be making money off of this. We're not here just to take your money. We're here to make you money, right? So that's the good news about, you know, effective marketing. You know, it's like if I offered you a machine where you put a dollar in and you get back $5, you know, obviously that's not an expense, right? You know, so marketing is the only part of your business that actually brings money in. Everything else, equipment, insurance, materials, gasoline for your vehicle, that just takes money out of the business. So my job isn't to just spend your money, right? It's to, you know, use a small portion of your money to gain you more money, more customers, right? So that way you start taking your business into the green.
I agree. Yeah, and then that's kind of nice. You know, I can, them 13 leads, like you said, at the end of April, I can use them and I can, you know, take time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said, once that kicks in, how many do you think I do, like 3 or 4 a month? Is that how you, or use all 13 up a month?
What was that?
And then I can, when I get to the paper leads, I can do like, maybe take four leads a month and then take 4 leads the next month.
Well, yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to start off very conservatively. You're going to take, like I told you, you're going to take a couple of them and then you're going to turn it off. And then you're going to, once one of the two turn into a good job, you're going to turn it back on, take a couple more of them, right? But over time, you're going to probably take 13 leads a month because, or more, right? Because you're going to see how well they work and how much they scale. Because, again, remember the summertime, you only have so much time. So, you know, you want to take as many leads as you can, qualified leads. Remember, you're only getting charged for a qualified lead. So you want to take as many of those and scale your business because, like I said, it's not like during the wintertime you're really, you know, going to be scaling your business that, or getting, you know, calls like that because, you know, as you know and I know, it kind of slows down during that time. So.
Yes.
You want to capitalize while it's hot, right? Because when it cools down, you know, you're not going to have the ability to take those kind of calls as much
right.
during that. Okay. So, Ian, what is your last name? I never asked you that, and I've always wondered. What is your last name, by the way?
Yeah, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Scott.
Oh, wow. That's very easy. And then obviously, you know, I'm Matt Evans, by the way, as you know. So, okay, cool. And then, you don't have a domain name for the website. We need to get you one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. That's not going to be any extra cost or anything on that either. Okay. So what I was going to say to you too, by the way. So remember, they're $24 per qualified lead, okay? Now, I can't promise you that Google's always going to remain the same on the $24. My $299 every month with us, our basic package, that stays constant in a flat rate, okay? But over time, can Google raise the cost per qualified lead on the paper leads? Yes, okay? Like in 10 months from now, could it be $26? Yes. I mean, I can't change what Google changes their price model. Yeah, okay. But what I will tell you is if it ever does change, then it is going to be notified to you. Okay. But we use this thing called max lead bidding. Okay. And what that basically says is, hey, Google, we're willing to pay whatever you're willing to charge to get those leads in. Okay. So if it ever does change to like, let's say $26 per lead, you'll be notified right out the beginning. And you always have the decision on whether you want to continue to keep using them or not. But I always let people know because the price model can change. Like I have a client that their leads just went up a couple bucks, right?
Right.
And he called me up and he was like, Matt, why'd it go up a couple bucks? And I always tell him, hey, remember, you know, I do tell you that at the beginning, they can change, you know, over time, you know, because nothing in this world ever stays constant, right? I mean, you go to McDonald's, look at how much McDonald's costs now.
Yeah,
so,
it could go up
like a little bit, but you're not going to wake up one day where they're $24 and then they're one day and then like the next day they're $54. That will never kind of happen. But, you know, Google can raise its pricing a couple bucks here or there and that sort of thing. So I just want to let you know that, okay?
No, thank you. But nobody knows.
I'm upfront and straight and honest with everybody. That's why people love what I like me in terms of that. So
yeah, like you said, you don't know when it can happen.
Yeah, you don't. It could be 10 months from now. It could be a year and a half from now. I mean, your leads right now are very affordable. I mean, I have some landscapers that are spending like $72 a lead in certain hotter areas. Like I got a guy in Houston that's spending like $72. So. You know, it's definitely, you know, it's just every area is different. But the good news is your cost per qualified lead is actually very reasonable, $24. Like, and again, you only get charged that if you want the lead. So I think that's a, like if somebody calls you up and they're asking you a bunch of questions and they want your business, you're like, heck yeah, I'll make some money off this guy. You're going to definitely pay that $24.
Now, people who will be calling, you know, they go based off like their income, like how do you know who, cause somebody makes $40,000.
It's
going to
be based on your area. So it's people in your area and your backyard, like, you know, and we're going to sit down, especially on your basic package starting off, right? It's just going to be people that's going to be within a 20, 25 mile radius of Madison. But when we do your paper leads, we're going to sit down with you and say, hey, Ian, what areas do you want to focus in on? Tell us all the cities you want us to have a call come from. And so with that, we can expand out from that 20, 25 mile radius and we can start choosing
right now the address I use, like the city I live, obviously I don't really live in Madison, Ohio. I just live on the border of it. That's why I have it.
Yeah.
I really do work in Madison.
Mm-hmm. So obviously your LLC says Madison and all that. So what we're going to do is we're going to hide that address too from the public, right? Because it sounds like it's a house address. So, but it's just going to show that you have an address in Madison and that you're servicing Madison. And then, like I said, it will have a bleed out of about 20, 25 miles radius kind of thing from Madison, right? And all the surrounding little areas, that surround Madison. So the good news for you is that flat rate package that I'm putting you on, that's going to get you a good ROI, like I said, on a month-to-month basis, where this thing, like I said, is making money. The paper leads, we're going to focus on whatever cities you want. So when the time comes for the paper leads, when you get approved for those, let's fast forward a couple months, we'll get all those cities. You'll sit down with your account manager, and you'll give her all the cities and all that, and then she's going to, like, specifically target those cities on those paper leads, right? So where it gives you a little bit of more control and a little bit of, hey, I want to focus here. I want to focus not there. I want to focus here, right? And we're going to really focus on those good areas for you so that, like you said, you can get those higher ticket items and those better jobs too by those paper lead calls coming in for the type of client you're looking for.
You know, like, you know, certain clients, you don't know what, you know, like, I don't know, like, if somebody makes, say they make $40,000 a year, they may not call you, like, you know.
Yeah, it's not really, like, I wouldn't worry about the income level of somebody. I would just worry about, like, okay, the interest and what the size of that job's going to look like for you.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to that person, just make sure you're asking questions, Ian. Like, hey, you know, okay, what is your address? Pull them up on Google Maps. Like, see what the house looks like outside, right? And then, like, okay, what are you looking to get done? Okay, great, you know? And then you can start thinking in the back of your mind as you're talking to them, hey, does this person make sense to spend money on? At first, you don't need to worry about that because right now with our basic package, it's just a flat rate, right? You don't have to worry about, right, you know, the paper leads and all that. But over time, when the paper leads start kicking in, then you'll start, you know, thinking about that, you know, to, you know, your head, and you'll say, okay, does this person make sense to spend this money, yes or no? That's the main question that you're always going to ask yourself. And again, you're going to be fine because the people are, you're not going to spend money on people that aren't interested. You're not going to spend money on a job that's not going to make you any money. So like half of that kind of takes it, and you're going to be kind of picky at first. And then over time you'll be like, okay, I'll spend $24 on this person. They seem legitimate enough. It's worth me spending a little money.
My theory is that I need to make $5,000 to $10,000. I don't know, maybe that's just fair. I need to make $5,000 to $10,000 to break even from this.
Yeah. You mean right. In terms of like, you mean over, oh, you mean worth of business overall?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like I said, people stay with me, and it's because we get them enough business where they're more than making money.
You know, I mean? Like Andrew leads, I didn't even break even with them.
Yeah, because Angie's, like I said, shares it. These leads aren't going to be shared with people. So, you know, as long as you talk to them and you work your and you communicate and you care for your customer, you're going to do fine. Okay? Just be you, Ian. You're a great guy, and you're going to do fine on these leads, right? You just got to make sure you're not, you know, if you miss the call, you call them back, or, you know, you communicate them, or you have your dad call them, right? Just make sure you're not letting the lead sit for too long. Because when somebody calls you, guess what? They're actively looking for your service.
Yeah.
Okay? So you want to make sure you stay on top of it. Okay?
So, like, at least call them back, what, in an hour or so?
Yeah,
or what's the longest?
Exactly. Okay. So I got to set up a security question on your account. We can either choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
What do you think is easier?
Pet's first name. What was your pet's first name? Do you remember?
Tigger.
T-I-G-E-R. I like that. Tigger. Okay. That's easy.
Yeah, you look like Garfield. Like the movie. Yeah.
Was it a cat? Was it a dog? Okay.
A cat.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife wants a little orangish cat. You know what I mean? She follows this company called Southern Persians. She wants this Persian cat, and she's like begging me to get one, but they're super expensive. And I'm like, no, I'm not getting you a Persian cat, you know? You know what I mean? But, I'm like, can't we just go to like the pound and get like a 3 to 5 year old cat? And, you know, that's really mellow and kind and wants love. And, you know, I don't want to go get no kitten that's running all over the house and destroying everything, you know? So I don't know. I'm going back and forth. Do you have an animal now?
Yeah. I got 3 big dogs.
Oh, okay. So you went from cats to dogs, huh?
Okay. Well, I still got 2 cats at home, but.
Oh, okay. Okay. What kind of cat?
You have a dog or anything?
No, we don't have any animals, me and my wife, right now. Nope. No animals yet. But we're thinking about getting one, you know. But we just, both of us, my wife's in banking, so she works a lot of hours. And then obviously I work crazy hours too. So it's just like, you know, we're trying to figure out, okay, when are we going to be home to be able to take care of animals? You know? So,
if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I am 27, going on 28.
Gosh, you're young, man. You're young.
Yeah.
Jeez, if I could go back to 27, you know, I've kind of lived a whole life already.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, yeah, the, I think we're going to get an animal this year. We're just waiting. You know, I think my wife's going to be able to work more from home. So once that happens, then that's when we're going to get the animal. So that we're not neglecting the animal. You don't want to do that either. So is somebody always home for like your animals? Like, yeah, you
guys somebody's home.
Oh, so that helps, you know?
Yeah.
All of us working folk, right?
Yeah.
We have to, you know, we can't leave the animal at house, so. Okay.
Yeah.
So, alright, so I'm gonna put Tigger, so anytime we call you or you call us, that's gonna be the security question, your first pet's name, which will obviously be Tigger. Okay? So, I'm creating your invoice right now, I'm gonna be emailing that to
you. That's if that's when you call me?
Or when you call us. We're going to say, because you're going to, like, if you ever call us and you're like, hey, this is Ian, you know, and you're talking to your account manager, let's say it's Stephanie, right? And you're like, hey, Stephanie, hey, it's Ian, I have a question for you. She's going to be like, okay, Ian, even though she knows who you are and she knows your voice, hey, can you tell me what your first pet's name is? Okay. Just to, you know, obviously for the security of your account. Okay, and then you'll tell her it's Tigger. Okay, make sense?
You said you're a family member, or where you were born, or your mom's first name.
Yeah, exactly. City you were born, first pet's name, or mother's maiden name. So we're just gonna go with your first pet's name, Tigger.
Yeah, that's
keep
fine.
It easy. Yeah, easy, easy, easy. So I'm about to send you your invoice, Ian. Okay. So like we talked about, your first month's $549. That covers your background check. It covers your first month of service. It covers all the A to Z, as we've, you know, talked many a times about. And then it goes down to $299 a month thereafter. Okay. And then obviously.
Did you send that email, or you're going to send me that invoice?
Yeah. I'm going to send that in an invoice right now. So I'm just getting everything like taken care of for you to create the invoice. How do you want to take care of every month? Like, are you going to use, like, a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Probably a MasterCard.
Okay.
If I ever want to change it and pay for on a different card, can I always do that or no?
Yeah. You can either do that. You can change the numbers from your app, or you can just call us, right? Make sure you call, like, and anytime you want to change your card, make sure you call, like, a few days before your billing date on the 20th, okay, so that, you know, it has time to, like, change. You don't want to do it, like, the hour of or the day of or anything like that. Just make sure you contact us a couple days before so that, you know, nothing, you know, so it doesn't try to bill the old card. Does that make
sense?
So
next month you will take $299 out?
Yep, it'll be automatically done on the 20th of every month.
And in April, okay, yeah, right now it's kind of a slow season, so I'm not bringing as much in.
Exactly, and that's why we need to develop some steam and develop some traction so that this thing starts paying you money, right, and you start getting some stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really making, the only money I'm making is from my personal, real job.
So what you're Yep. So what you're doing now is you're investing into your business, right? So where your business then can start paying you back, right? And start bringing you money, right? So that, you know, you're gaining those clients and then that the business is, like I said, moving you into the green, right? So obviously today it's an expense, but a little bit over time, right? It's not going to be an expense. It's going to be like a machine that's generating you money. Because, you know, it's actually, you know, producing fruit, right?
Yeah.
And producing you, clients where, like, you know, like, as I explained earlier, like, you spend money on all this other stuff, like your gasoline, your monthly insurance and all that. And those things don't bring you money. Those things just cost you money. The marketing is actually going to make you, money. Yeah.
We'll take it slow and then work our way up.
Yeah, exactly. We got to take it slow, right? We got to walk before we run. Okay, so right now all I'm doing is crawling right now with you, okay? We got to get all your initial stuff up. We want to make sure you have a nice website, okay? I want you to eventually get me that photo with you and your dad when it's nice and sunny out, like the
Louis yeah, right.
Test. Okay.
Right now we're supposed to get a snowstorm in a couple of days. So
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't.
So
when do you need that photo?
Whenever you can get, if you can get it to me in the next 30 days, that'll be great.
Next 30. Yeah, when it kind of warms up and you know, kind of. Well, I can walk. Everything's so dirty right now from the salt and the rain and the snow. So everything not clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, should I have like the mowers in? Should I have like me like one of the mowers out or like the trailer?
Okay. You know, my question here's whatever you think is going to look the most professional, like use the Lewis test as a guideline, you know? I don't know if you have like your van or your truck with your name and logo on it yet, but you know, I would say first get you and your dad a polo shirt with your name, your business name on the polo shirt. Okay, get two of those made for each of your sizes. And then you'll tuck that shirt into a nice khaki with a black belt and a nice shoe, right? And then whatever you want in the background of this photo, but you want the photo like close enough up on you guys, right? So where it shows your full body and your face and all that, kind of like the Lewis photo does, right? But whatever you have in the background, sure, just make sure it looks good. Right? Make sure like it doesn't look like
if it's me or him or somebody or both of us.
Yeah, you want somebody to take that photo of you and your dad, you know, but make sure like you guys have that polo shirt of your business name on it, you know? So you're going to have to buy two polo shirts, right? With your business name on it. And you can find a company to do that. They're not expensive.
Yeah, I got somebody to make shirts for me.
Yeah, and then so, and also too, Ian, you can get a magnetic sign. I was talking to your dad about this, and I've been telling business, if you want to get like your name on the side of your truck or your van, right? You can just get magnetic signs. You can get different size ones, right? You can get like
yeah.
One guy get one big one, and then on the door, kind of like what the Lewis Pest, he got his the logo of his of the thing, and then like the phone number and email address on the door. So he made the Lewis look on his truck, but he used two magnetic signs. He designed one,
okay.
And he designed another, and then that was the backdrop of his photo. And then he got the polo shirt like we talked about. And then, he got that professional photo, but he didn't have to spend a lot of money wrapping his whole truck or van, right? And he just got two magnetic signs. So two magnetic signs cost him $150 total for the two.
That's
not
bad.
One big one.
No, I have my trailer all lettered up.
There you go. So then that's what you need to do. Maybe have your trailer, you and your dad standing in front of your trailer. Maybe there's some of the equipment that's like where like they that you can be seen in the photo too. So maybe something like that, you know, but you guys got to be dressed nice. Don't be looking,
yes.
You know, slouchy, you know. You don't want to look bad in the photo. You see like Lewis, they look nice, right? They got the shirts tucked in, it's the black belts, right? Khaki pants. Like, they look good. I'm telling you, if you replicated, like, a photo like that, Ian, that photo has made those guys a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to get you this invoice, okay? So you said you want to use MasterCard. That should start with a 5. Why don't you go ahead and grab that for me so I can get this all inputted in here and I can get this out to you.
Yeah, and then I got to get this. Yeah, I'm getting hungry, so.
I know, it's like 6 o'clock almost.
Yeah, I need to eat.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Now you're making me hungry.
You're making starting to think about food.
My wife hits on me. I'm addicted to fast food. I hate to say it, but I love like McDonald's. I love Taco Bell, right? And I've been working on not eating it as much. You know,
yeah,
cause it's
that's
not
how
that
I.
Healthy.
That's how. That's how, no, not the card I want to use. I try to stay away from that type of stuff, and I need to do better about packing lunch to work.
Yeah, so I've been really staying away from fast food, and like my wife like sends me meals too, like chicken or like with vegetables, or you know, so I've been really eating a lot better. But yeah, you're right. It's like, but it's hard sometimes. Like sometimes you just want to go through a drive-thru and just grab some like Taco Bell, you know?
Or I know they don't have them here. I know they have a lot on the West Coast, but Jack in the Box.
Oh yeah, I had Jack in the Box, of course. I love Jack in the Box. Yeah, yeah. Those are good. The tacos, the little fried tacos. Oh, yeah, I love.
They don't have them here, but we're from Oregon. Actually, moved to Ohio.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, like Portland area or what part of Oregon?
Yeah, closer to Salem.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. Okay. I have clients all over Portland and Salem and all those areas. Yeah.
Now you're from California.
Yep. I'm by Disneyland. I'm in Orange County, Southern California. So yeah.
Okay.
I'm
So you
exactly right.
I don't know. You ever gone to Oregon or?
Oh yeah. I have friends out in Oregon, and I've been all over Oregon. I've been all over Washington too. Like. You know, like Seattle and all that too. So Oregon and Washington are kind of the same.
Yeah. So yeah, everybody here on the East Coast they call it Oregon, and then you know everybody out there call it Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon, exactly. You miss Oregon?
I do, but I'm used to here.
Yeah. I mean, you probably miss the weather in Oregon, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, we moved here in 2013, so I was 2011 we moved here to Ohio, so.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a lot of people have moved from the West Coast, like, to the East Coast, especially during COVID, you know. I have a lot of clients that did, you know, but, you know, it's hard to leave, like, California. It's just because the weather's so good. You know, even though I don't like California, like the politics, and I don't like, you know, like all that stuff about it, but,
yeah.
You know, but I do like, you know, where we live, me and my wife, and I do like the company I work for, so.
Yeah, and the politics are probably crazy there.
Yeah, we're very conservative, me and my wife, and our company is, and Orange County, like, Orange County is like a big Trump like loving, you know, side. So I mean, yeah, so we're a very conservative area. In fact, more people voted for Trump in California than anywhere else, because California is so big, right? So there's like millions of people that voted for Trump out of California. So it's crazy.
I actually voted for Trump.
Me too. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Man, he's doing a good job too. Everybody's like hating on him, but man, he's doing what he needs to do. So.
Oh, everybody. You know what? Everybody hates themselves. That's why they hate him.
Yeah. Yep. I'm glad he's cleaning up, and you know, like we'll see what happens with this whole Epstein thing. You know, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully Trump keeps, you know, plugging away, and like, you know, I can't wait to see what he does for, like,
you know,
taxes and all that.
You know, I get it. I know he's working on a lot of the legals and stuff, and you know, if I'm sure it's some good people here, but you know, we can't have all the bad
people.
We need
to get them out. They're spending our money.
Yeah,
you and I,
yeah,
you and I are paying for all that. Like, it comes out of our checks, and you know, government always been wasting our money. So let's go. You know, I'm all about it. If they
so you're all I just
oh,
so
I'm
you're all about
I'm
so
all
you're all
about
Trump.
I'm out. Yep. Get them out. You know, because they shouldn't be. Well, because here's the thing: if you can't, like, if I were to go to another country and I'm not legal, then you know, like, you're going to make me become a legal citizen. You're going to make me go through the process. So if somebody wants to be a legal, you know, person in the United States, they need to go through that process and go through it. So if somebody's like, I do believe we need a good, clear path to citizenship. But, like, if you can't become a legal citizen, you can't learn our language, and you can't be a productive member of society, I don't want you leeching off our system. I don't want you taking food stamps. I don't want you taking money away from, you know, where other Americans need that money. So that's where I stand on it.
And I think everybody
stands the same way on that. You know, I really do.
California, all them people, they come there just to pick berries, but they won't. Like, when I was younger, like, 13, and, you know, when my brothers were younger and we live in Oregon, they wouldn't hire them to work on the farm there. They always hired the Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Well, because they're cheaper labor.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know, obviously, you know, I'm Caucasian and I think you are as well. So it's like, you know, it's like, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like, you know, certain type of demographics are willing to work for a certain wage, whereas others aren't, you know? So,
so
we do need illegals. Like, you know, I love Hispanic people. I think they're great people. And like,
They're really nice.
Exactly. They're family. So I like, and Trump's not trying to kick those people out of the country. He's going after, like, and ICE is going after all the, like, the criminals and the rapists and the molesting kid guys, like those guys that they're going after, not these.
Yeah, that's the people we need to.
Exactly. And so everybody's making it a big deal over nonsense, you know, and like obviously the media is not helping, but, I'm glad you're a Trumper like me, so that's good news.
I'm glad your wife's a Trumper too.
Oh, yeah, you should see her. She is the biggest. She would put Trump on her car if she could. You know.
That's how my boss I work for. He actually owns a company. He's a huge Trumper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Trump's a good businessman, and he really cares about our. You know, he cares about our country. You know, Trump's already made his money. He doesn't need to be the president. It's not just an ego thing for him, you know? And he's been through hell and back. Dude, look at what they did to him, like, through all the, you know, court cases, and they raided his house, his mansion in Florida, you know? So it's just crazy to see that. Okay, so you said we're doing MasterCard. Did you find the card you want to do?
Yes, I did.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and read that card number off so I can get this and go eat.
5347
Mm-hmm.
4016
Mm-hmm.
6173
Mm-hmm.
6232
Okay. And then expiration?
0630
And then 3-digit code.
296
Okay. And is it just under Ian Scott?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read back the card number just to make sure I got it right. So 5347-4016-6173 and then 6232.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
And the expiration date.
All the dots and all that stuff, you know, like, you know, because I can't make mistakes or it makes everything crazy. So then you said it was 0630, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, a lot of people have that expiration date. I've been seeing that a lot lately. I don't know why I have. So it must be a common thing right now that banks are doing. Okay. And then the cards tied to that 6134 Clay Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I got to read this thing to you because I know you want to get going here and eating, and then I do got to.
I'm sure you want. I don't know what time it's there right now. I don't know.
It's 3:08. We're
you're
we're,
probably
we're
thinking about it. You're probably that's 3:00.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking about
Oregon was the same time, right? It was Pacific or when you lived out there.
Mm-hmm. 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. There's a lot. Like you said, there's a lot of crazy people, and especially in Seattle, and then.
Oh yeah. There's crazy people everywhere. I'm sure there's crazy people out in Ohio too, huh?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. So it's like.
And then you got all the, and the worst is in Oregon, Washington, and California, all the homeless people and.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
That's just,
yeah.
That's a, That's another.
Yeah, so it's... Okay,
that's
so
a whole month.
Before I process the payment, though, I'm going to send you out. I have to do this thing where I have to read you this thing because I sent it with you in writing with your invoice. I am going to throw in the website for you. We're not going to charge you for that, by the way. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's something, Ian, you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good? You hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So, basically, I just need to read this thing through you and go through this with you real quick, okay? Ian.
Yes, I'm still hearing you.
Yeah, okay. You just like, you just weren't responding, so that's why I wanted to know. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go through this with you. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Okay. This is what we call our Local Splash voice verification. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ian's Landscaping.
Perfect. Simple, right? All right. So please state your name and title within the business.
Ian Scott.
And the title that you are?
Ian's Landscaping.
No. What's your role within the business?
The business owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then you're obviously authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then you are obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I always add somebody else to it if I want to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to add your dad to the account eventually, correct? Is that what
yeah.
you want to do? Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, we can do that in a second. I'll make sure to add your dad. I'll get all his information from you.
Yeah, he's not home right now, so...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said we might have another
later if you want
yeah.
to do that too for sake
yeah.
of time.
We're gonna have another meeting. Thing. We're gonna have another meeting.
Yeah.
You said eventually you'll be
we'll
calling
just,
me back. We can.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll
you be.
We'll ask him then.
Yeah. Will you be calling me too, or will you be there
yep,
too?
I will.
Or?
On our when I schedule you in a second for that 45-minute. We call that our client interview, and that's like a meeting. We start going over some details. We start going over some stuff. Like, we want to make sure we start getting all your paperwork and all that stuff from you. We can gather your dad's information at that time and ask.
Yeah, and I will definitely let you know. Yeah, what's a good day to do it? You just gotta give me a good time, a good day to do it. So we can
yeah.
do it together.
Yeah, exactly. After we get through this voice verification thing and I get you over your invoice, what I'll do is I'll check the calendar. We'll schedule that call. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned to you. So I'm going to text you the phone number. Do you have this 877 number in your phone as well? Let me text it to you because your account manager will be calling you from this number. So I want to make sure you save this under your contacts so you don't ever miss it, okay? So I'm sending you that right now, Ian. I'm texting it to you so you have it, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We talked about that earlier. You will be provided with a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash any and all times and not another company. Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
like under companies.
Yeah, like if you decide you wanted to do anything or any other, try any other marketing over time, just make sure you let us know, right? That's basically what
yes.
I'm saying, so it doesn't mess up anything, okay? So that's why we say that, okay? So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, your Google verified application, known as LSA, Local Service Act, and any other recommended.
A lot of people go to Local Splash, or you're just a market. You're basically just a marketing company.
Yeah, we're a marketing company that gets people on the first page of Google and helps people get like those paper leads and stuff. So yes, we have 19,000 clients.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a reason why people are using us is because we work, right? So, but like I was saying, again, we're gonna need documents from you. Right? Your proof of your LLC, proof of insurance, your Google verification application. Remember that background check's going to need to be done. We kindly ask, though, that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Okay? So you do have some time, but you need to start getting this stuff together for us so that we can get this stuff moving for you. Okay? So maybe this weekend you can start getting some of that together, and little by little you can get it all put together and then emailed over to us. Okay? The failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so that's why your account manager is going to help you, and like, and they're going to tell you exactly what we need from you, and then anything we're missing, they're going to let you know as well. Okay, so we're going to hold your hand again. Your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is February 20th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 20th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment.
So if I decide to cancel after 3 months, will it cost me money to cancel? I can't remember.
No, it will not. Okay. So, and I'm about to read you that exactly what you're talking about. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, that's what you were just asking me about, an early termination fee will apply. Okay, only within the first 90 days, okay? But if you cancel after 3 months, right, there's no early termination fee, okay?
Okay.
So that's why everybody gives us the first 3 months.
It's not like annually they're going to call you every day for the rest of your life.
Exactly, no. No, it's not
eventually,
like that.
Eventually they stopped and they went away.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, Ian, as long as you take care, you pick up the phones, you work with us, you're going to want to keep going with us. Because why? We're going to have a tool to make you money. Okay? So it's a win-win here. Okay? But if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. Okay? So prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. That's why we do read that, you know, to everybody, because we want everybody to understand. And ultimately, like I said, as you can tell, we're very transparent, and we're not here to take your money. We're here to make you money, right? So as long as you work with us, we're going to make sure that you get the success and that you ultimately, are getting the type of, service that you're looking for. Okay. So I just tried to process the transaction, it did come up with like an error. Do you have like a security thing that's tied to your card, or did you get like a text or anything on the card?
Let me see. I have not gotten anything.
Okay. And there's at least $549, right, on tied to the card as well?
Oh, it's true. Yeah, I got plenty.
Yeah. So, yeah, because it is MasterCard, right? That number you gave me, that 5347 number, right?
Okay, yeah. Give me a repeat, everything to you.
Yeah, let's just repeat it one more time so I can just double check so we can, because I know you want to eat and I want to just make sure I get this knocked out so that we can get the next steps moved along here. So yeah, read it back to me.
5347.
Mm-hmm.
4016.
Okay.
6173.
Mm-hmm.
6232.
Got it. And then you said it was June 2030, right? 630?
Yeah. 06.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's the three-digit code is what again?
286.
Oh, 286. Oh, okay. Because I thought you said 296. So it's 286? Okay.
Yeah.
There's the mistake. Okay. That's where it was. Okay. See? That's why sometimes it's good to triple-check everything. Okay.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. So it said it's declining. You might, the bank might be, putting a hold on it. You know what I mean? On the card. Cause sometimes, you know, cards, you know, they're kind of sticky. Is this a credit card or is it an ATM?
I can use it as an ATM.
Okay. But it's a credit card?
Yeah, a debit card.
Oh, it's a debit card. Okay. Yeah, you might want to talk to your bank or because they're saying it's not. Did you get like a text message from your bank saying, hey, are you trying to authorize this or anything?
Yeah.
Did they send you something yet or no?
Yeah, 549.
Okay. So do you need to respond back to the text or something to them or do you need to call them or what is it saying to?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Did you use this card 26232 or I'm going to say yes?
Yep.
Thank you for confirming your purchase. Okay. Use your card as well if you...
So it's saying that you can redo it? Is that what it's probably saying?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, see, sometimes, like I said, that your banks, the banks are careful. You know what I mean? They don't want you, you know.
Now it went through. Now it says it went through.
Oh, it did? Okay, hold on. Okay. Let me just take a look. I'm refreshing here so that we can see. Okay, let me pull up calendar. So when are we doing a call with you in next week? Let's see here. Obviously, because you want to do – you obviously can't do in the mornings or whatnot, right? So
yeah. – let me ask a good day when my dad's here because he can be here. Talk to him over the weekend and ask him what's a good day.
Yeah, because I want to put something on the calendar, though. Like, okay, so Wednesday, I could do, like, a 6 o'clock your guys' time. You want me to, like, reserve that for you?
See, 6 o'clock our time. He works second shift. If we were to do anything, it would have to be around 11 o'clock in the morning our time.
In the morning for you guys. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I would probably have to take off.
I could do a Jeez, no. Wednesday I could do 11 o'clock on Wednesday. You want me to reserve that for you guys? So just get that on the calendar.
I don't
want
to say yes or no. Let me talk to him tomorrow.
Okay, let me know tomorrow. Just text me, okay? And then I'll take a look at my text because I do need to get you guys. You know what? I want to, here's the thing, because we get so busy here, Ian, and I want to reserve that time slot for you guys because if like another coworker takes it, then I'm not going to be able to squeeze that in. You get where I'm going with that?
Right. Yeah.
So right now it's available. Last thing I would want to have happen is it not become available. You get my drift, you know?
Yeah.
So, but if you let me know by tomorrow, that's fine. Like,
yeah, I will definitely let you know, and I can text you the 714 number.
Yeah, but how about this? How about we tentatively, to schedule it for that time? And if we need to change it, we can. But I'm gonna just put you guys in there just so that I have it like as placeholder, just so that you know nobody takes it from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it sounds like I might have to take like a day off where I could eat a half a day. So
no,
yeah.
You can just do like when do you take lunch? When do you like? When
I
you
take,
it, take lunch.
11 o'clock.
Okay, so at 11 o'clock you can just do it on the phone. You don't have to take like it's only going to be a 30 to 45 minute call. So yeah, you don't need to like completely like take I'll take time off. You can just get on the phone call. Can we do a three-way call?
Yeah, three-way.
Added in my team. So, okay. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're hungry. Okay, so I'm going to lock you down for that time slot if we need to change it. No worries. Okay, so let's talk about, you got some automated text messages real quick. We're almost done. Okay? You should have got one here. It's this. The second to the last one. So it says, here are your credentials, da, 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 right? Right. You should see one, that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. Please click here. That's the text message I want you to find.
If you have any questions, please call the agency.
Where is he,
Chuck? I'm on the phone. Let me look. You said it was an email?
No, text.
No, text.
Okay.
Where is he, Chuck?
I'm on the phone.
If you need me to resend it, I can.
Yeah,
it's just saying, Ian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. You see that text?
Okay, Local Splash, welcome. Here are your user.
Yep. Oh. Keep going. You'll see it. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice, that text. If you need me to retext it to you, I can.
Yeah, just read. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you right now. Okay. Keep it simple. Yep. I am going to send it to you right this second. You ready? Here it comes.
Oh yes, now I seen it.
Okay. All right, click on that link. And then you need to sign your name. And then it's gonna have you checkbox three checkboxes. I agree to electronic consent, you know, that kind of stuff.
It won't give you type your name.
Mm-hmm.
Full name or just one name?
Yeah, Ian Scott, exactly. Type in Ian Scott.
Confirm, none. Check the boxes you said?
Mm-hmm, yep. gotta. And then this is the last step. We're almost done here again.
Let's confirm.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it was free. You said it was free, checkbox. Now it works.
Mm-hmm. And then it's going to ask you once you're done, it'll say, hey, log into your account, okay? You got text, your username and password. Make sure you download the local / app and the same username and password will work for that. You see the text message with your username and password?
The user.
The username is your phone number. And then you should see the password in there too. The text.
Okay.
It says your credentials, your client dashboard, username.
Can I set that up later?
Yeah, absolutely. But the password is in your text. You'll see it.
Password.
The password is showing map friends is what your password is. We texted it to you. It's all in your text messages. You'll go through it after you eat, okay? But I have you set up on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. I have you set up for
it. And what does Friday look like?
You want me to change it to Friday instead?
No, I'm just seeing what...
Friday,
yeah.
I could squeeze that time, too. I could squeeze 11 a.m. But I would, if you can do Wednesday, that's a good time, you know. We definitely want to, you know, get things moving and start getting documents. I mean, because that's going to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, you know. I mean, yeah, my team will be working on stuff, but, you know.
I can text you and say, hey, this day will work the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you're going to do that on Saturday, but try and make Wednesday happen. That way it's just so we're not, like, going a whole other week to have this phone call. This is a simple phone call, by the way. This is not hard. We're just going to talk about some things. You know, they're going to ask you questions. Like, they're going to ask you, like, what you want your hours to be online, right? Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, just some little stuff.
But you don't know who this lady or the...
I haven't assigned it yet. So as soon as I get it assigned to my team and whatnot, but I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to call you once I get everything assigned on my team. I'm going to call you that day and I'm going to introduce you to that person. And then like, they're going to start talking to you.
And I can, and I can call you in a month if I want to.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the background the whole time. Yeah. Anytime. You, if you ever need me or you need anything, just text me or call me. I'm here.
Like you will, like Andrew Lee, they just pulled off and never heard anything.
No, you're not going to. No, you'll hear from me. Trust me. You'll hear from me. You're going to hear from me. I try to touch base to all my clients at least like once every like month, month and a half. Like as many clients as I have, I do touch base. Like you should see my boss. She's like, why are you always keeping in touch with your clients? And I'm like, because I want to make sure that, you know, I am there. You know, I'm the guy that goes the extra mile. So Ian, you don't need to worry about me like disappearing. That's never gonna happen. I'll be behind the scenes, trust me.
Or the main, like you said.
What's that?
Or my assigned manager.
Yeah. Your assigned manager, your account manager is there to help assist you with the communication, right? And so that nothing falls through the cracks, right? I got too much stuff going on. I can't, you know, be worried about people's paperwork and you know, getting this tweet done and that tweet done, right? I can't get bogged down by the day-to-day stuff of your account. That's why the account manager is there, to make sure that we are not dropping the ball or, you know, like those little things, like, you know, like, hey, can you change this on my website or that? You know, these little, like, things, like, was weighing me down. And so, like I said, that's why we have the account manager to make sure that your account is being serviced on all the sides, right? And so that I don't have to worry about all these little things. So, but, yeah. You will hear from me, no doubt.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Well,
so,
I'll let you
go. Let me ask you this. Can you make that Wednesday at 11 a.m. most likely. Can you make that work?
I think
tell
I can.
Now.
I just, I don't want
to
say
you
yes.
Like,
but
make it a priority. Just do it at lunch. That's your lunchtime. Just make
yeah.
it. Just say.
Well,
you
let me
what,
double check with. Let me double check with my dad to make sure that they, you know, work good for him too.
Okay, but yeah,
I know it's gonna work for me. I just gotta ask him if it's gonna work good.
Okay,
for him.
Well, I mean, if your dad can't make it, I mean, you'll still be able to handle that call. It's not like your dad's like.
Yeah.
But I know you kind of want your dad heavily involved in things, but. You know, it's just, they're just going to ask some questions, kind of go over some things. Again, they're going to find out, okay, on your website, do you want like certain things? And then, like, what do you want your hours of operation to be?
Right.
Like certain little things like that. So they're going to, that's the purpose of that call. And then we'll start having more calls with like your account manager and you, more going, and then like your dad can be more involved in those calls. So even if your dad can't make that call, it really is not super, super important that your dad is on that call. It's just going to be some little things on that call. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Cool. All right, man. I'm going to let you go eat. Okay. Text me tomorrow. Let me know kind of where you stand on that appointment, you know, but let's really like, let's try to make that one instead of pushing it out till Friday. I just don't want things to sleep, and I want to make sure that, you know, we're moving at a good pace here. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the main reason why I want you to make that call on Wednesday versus like a Friday. Okay. But if you do need anything, feel free, text me. Or email me, okay? I'm always here for you, Ian. Obviously, you can call me.
Perfect, thank
like,
you.
You know, so, but if you don't catch me, if you try calling me sometime and you don't catch me, like I said, I do work better by text or email just because I can see it more immediately. I'm always on the phone, right? Like, in fact, I'm about to jump on another call because I have another appointment that I'm actually a little late for. So, but congratulations, by the way. I'm glad
thank
that you're
you.
Finally doing this. And, we're going to take good care of you, okay?
All right.
All right, you have a good evening. I'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yes.
Good. All right, Ian, have a good day. I'll talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.